Unlocking the Future of FinTech and AI. Dutch Insights for Southeast Asia. Looking back at this year's Singapore FinTech Festival, one theme kept resurfacing. Banking is changing in ways that are not cosmetic. The economics behind it are shifting, and the pressure on institutions to improve margins, reduce risk, and scale smarter is now very real. Here is what stood out most clearly. AI is moving from experiment to infrastructure. Banks are no longer asking if AI can help. They are asking where it delivers measurable impact today. Explainable agentic AI is already strengthening SME credit decisions and turning new regulations into clear business rules. That shift matters because it removes friction and improves risk outcomes in the same move. The operational core of banking is becoming the battleground for performance. Too many processes still rely on manual handling, scattered data, and legacy systems. When you streamline workflows and let AI take over the parts that drain capacity, productivity rises in a way that shows up directly in margins. It is not about futuristic ideas. It is about running the bank with cleaner logic and fewer exceptions. Risk management is becoming embedded in everyday decision-making. The separation between policy teams and operations is fading. What we saw at SFF confirms it. Better rules lead to healthier portfolios. Better models lead to more predictable outcomes. And better integration leads to faster decisions without compromising control. Collaboration is turning into a competitive advantage. Europe's strength in governance pairs naturally with Southeast Asia's execution speed. When you combine both, you get systems that scale responsibly and innovations that regulators can actually support. The conversations around this were more aligned than ever. The final takeaway is simple. None of this is just technology. It is economics. Every improvement needs to link back to cost of capital, return on assets, or loss given default. AI is valuable when it moves these levers, and banking innovation is meaningful when it strengthens the institution. The panel: How Europe and Southeast Asia Can Lead Together in Responsible FinTech Innovation. The panel on how Europe and Southeast Asia can lead together in responsible FinTech innovation offered a clear and pragmatic look at where the industry is heading. Warren Woon, Eric Hughes, Rosalie Steenkamer, and San Carrier explored a question many institutions are asking quietly. How do we scale digital finance responsibly without slowing growth? Europe brings mature governance frameworks and deep experience in responsible AI. Southeast Asia brings the speed and pragmatism needed to turn ideas into working products. When those strengths come together, you get innovation that moves quickly yet stays within solid boundaries. Banks can strengthen risk controls and remain competitive. Regulators gain confidence because the guardrails are built in. Takeaway was clear. Responsible innovation becomes a strategic advantage when Europe's governance mindset meets Southeast Asia's execution strength. Institutions that combine both will define the next chapter of digital finance. Closing day one at the Dutch Pavilion. During the Singapore FinTech Festival, the Embassy of the Kingdom of the Netherlands hosted the National Pavilion, bringing together a strong group of Dutch fintech companies and delegates. It was a clear showcase of Dutch capability, set up for real conversations with Singaporean institutions and partners. The networking reception, positioned as a highlight of the pavilion, lived up to that promise. The room filled quickly with bankers, fintech operators, and investors who came to close the first day on a high note. It was a good mix, Dutch and Singaporean stakeholders meeting in one place, reconnecting with familiar faces and welcoming new ones into the discussion. The atmosphere made it easy to talk openly about current challenges in lending, compliance, and digital finance. Most conversations moved straight to opportunities, where collaboration could reduce friction or accelerate growth on both sides. No ceremony, just people comparing notes and identifying where to work together. Product pitch. Akuro at the Apex booth. At the Wheel of FinTech event organized by Flanders Investment and Trade, the Connector, and the APIX platform, Bjorn Homerson gave a clear pitch on how Akuro's core banking solution fits the needs of modern financial institutions. The focus was straightforward. Banks need a system that supports fast product launches, multi-currency accounts, efficient payments, and a smooth regulatory setup. Bjorn showed how Akuro's cloud-native core banking platform allows institutions to simplify operations and scale without carrying the weight of legacy systems. Bankers are looking for practical solutions that reduce complexity and improve margins. Conversations after the pitch centered on deployment options, regional fit, and the steps needed to move from exploration to implementation. Let's continue the conversation. We met people at SFF who are challenging what banking can be. If you're looking to reinvent how you serve customers, design products, or build smarter systems, let's connect. See Kuro in action. Schedule a 30-minute conversation with our team or stay tuned with our latest insights.